One.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where radio talk TV, movies, and of course have some fun along the way. Joined today by my two lovely co-hosts. First, the man beast himself, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now. Happy to be here.
I forgot, the founder of Haters Corner.
Oh, come on, man. I thought we were back liking stuff again. What happened?
We need more consistency.
What happened to us, man?
We need more consistency with that. We need less hating and we're not consistent week-to-week basis. And of course, we have live from Houston, Big Brother himself, Chewy. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
You guys doing all right?
Glad to have you guys back in Houston. Chewy.
Back home, back in Houston, back in the regular time zone.
We lost you at the end of last broadcast.
That's true. Yeah, technical difficulties right there at the very end.
It's all good. I mean, we were done, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but, you know.
Yeah, at least when I make mistakes.
It does suck to miss out on you, man.
Yeah, when I make my mistakes, they're at the end of the show, not the beginning.
Fair point.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You know, it could be worse, man. We could be Alex Smith. Hey.
Oh, okay. Lord.
But poor guy. As a Redskins fan, our season has ended officially.
He played well this year. That's a shame. Who's our backup, by the way?
Colt McCoy.
Oh, Colt McCoy. Guy.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, well. There's always next year.
He's going to perfect the 1-2-3 kick offense.
It's going to be really bad. And we played on Thanksgiving, so, oh boy. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. Today, we got the Real Mentors doing our own version of the Defenders. We're going to go back to the trailer park. It's been a while. But in a word, we start with Excelsior. And, of course, touch on the recent passing of one Stan Lee, 95
True
years
believers.
Young. He passed away, you know, obviously one of the most influential, most iconic figures in entertainment. Am I overselling that?
No, absolutely, 100%.
Creating some of the best characters out there and stories. And, of course, in this day and age of the superhero movies, obviously the biggest cog in that wheel, I guess, his characters being shown on the big screen over and over again. Obviously, a lot of pouring off. We saw this coming. He's 95. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. But we want to mourn here. We don't do that at the Real Mentors. We celebrate. You know, so we want to kind of touch on some of the great things that he's done, some of the great characters that he's giving us, and, you know, and still relevant today. That being said, I'm going to start with Mike. I know, Mike, you're probably more of a combo greeter than me and Chewy were. What would you say is his favorite character that he co-created or created on his own?
Iconic. It's got to be Spider-Man, right? I mean, he didn't create Captain America, so you can't.
No. Yeah, X-Men.
I'm just saying. I would say Spider-Man.
I would agree with that. I think Spider-Man's probably the most relatable superhero.
Very first superhero that had like a realistic life that was
exactly,
and you know, not some just some guy that was flying around in his underwear every night and didn't have a job during the day or anything like that.
I mean, he was a kid, right? Like, you know, rest of us growing up, you know, it's like it's seeing one of your brethren out there doing stuff that we wish we could do.
If you look at a couple of the other quote unquote iconic superheroes, I mean, they lived pretty, ridiculous lives when you look at the reality of it. I mean, Bruce Wayne is a mega billionaire who lived in a huge mansion and had a cave underneath it that he dressed up and flew around and, you know, beat people
up. Superman was a
reporter, and all he did was take off his glasses, and he became the superhero. Nobody realized that was Clark Kent, who was on TV and blah, blah, blah.
What? Glasses. I love Superman, Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man, Batman, of course. They're the two main, you know, they're the biggest iconic superheroes we have, I would say.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they're not superheroes.
But Spider-Man, he was
the first realistic superhero.
He was more relatable than anything else. He was a relatable character. He was just a kid who bumped to his powers, and he's just a nerd and whatever and all that. So we can relate to that to some degree. Chewie, what about you, Manny? I know you're more of an X-Men guy, as I think we all are.
Obviously, I'm not a comic book guy.
Well, right. But the characters you enjoy.
You got to run down the list of which ones he actually created. Because I'm not sure.
Fantastic
I know the whole thing.
Four, Spider-Man, X-Men, I believe Thor, if I'm not mistaken. Actually,
and really, the iconic duo was Doctor Lee and Kirby, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, they were, you know, I mean, he co-created some. He did some on his own. The Hulk, obviously.
Well, I mean, I guess of ones of that he created, I would say X-Men, as far as iconic and the way I look at it, as far as like the time, the love that we all have for X-Men and X-Men genre type shows, cartoons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But really,
and it's socially
not,
relevant as
not
well.
Not trying to disagree, yeah. But. That actually his version of the X-Men wasn't very popular at all.
What was it, the Uncanny X-Men? What was his version?
No, it took his version was the original X-Men, which was the was Professor X, Marvel Girl, Beast, who was just a great big meaty white guy.
And, well, I mean,
I'm just saying that comic itself wasn't that iconic.
But it spawned how many iterations of X-Men and X-Force, X-Men universe comic, genre.
It started with Stan Lee, and you're right.
And I wasn't trying to say anything about Stan Lee. I think Stan Lee's amazing. Yeah. It's just that, like a lot of the Lee and Kirby creations, like the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Ditko. Actually, Spider-Man's Ditko and Lee. So it's just... I'm sad that he's dead, but he lived a nice long life. We should all live that long.
We should all be as lucky to get to 95. And not only to get to 95, but to be revered and adored by fans.
Millions and millions of fans.
Oh my God! Yeah, people love them.
The cons and the way he was and everything he accomplished in his life. Late in his life. I mean, it wasn't something he was just, I mean, he was relevant today.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. People know who he was. And people,
my kids are 14 and 11. They go, Stan Lee, he died. They're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's
true. They were sad. Yeah. I mean,
he stood the test of time. A lot of these guys were popular a certain time and kind of fade away.
Yeah.
But no, he's been at the main stage for a long, long time. He loved the fans. He's always, we see tons of pictures at the cons, and he didn't shy away from that. He welcomed it. Oh. He enjoyed it, which is cool.
Pictures, the signature handshake. He took the time to open our eyes to other artists in other media, not just his stuff.
He is as influential as anybody can think of in the business. Without question, a lot of everyone followed his lead and what he created and all that, and his legacy is obviously second to none. I know he has some issues with the family, and that, which is unfortunate, and his estate's gonna be disputed or whatever. It's a whole different situation, but as far as him goes,
people have two or three sets of kids, it gets ugly.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be but he has like an empire for that matter, but he made loads of money and whatever. Everyone's gonna be fine.
There's enough money for everybody. They should just
they should be fine. You know how it is.
You would think.
Greed kicks in, everything changes. But I mean, not to go on that. But as far as him as the artist, as a creator, he's in the Mount Rushmore. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of entertainment writing and stories and Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because we talk about people. I mean, how many good on Facebook or Instagram is pictures people had with him and they post them up, whatever in remembrance of him. And it's funny. This kind of leads into the what the fudge here, where one Army Hammer, of course, from Social Network fame.
Is there two?
Well, if you watch Social Network, there was two. I can't confirm which one tweeted this out, but one of the Army Hammers, he tweeted out, I guess, and I don't have the tweet anymore, but he was in essence complaining about how convenient it was for these celebrities and stuff to start posting pictures with them and Stan Lee, like as if
well,
that
no,
was.
No, I think more to the point was that he just took offense that people were using this to. promote themselves, I got a picture of Stan, which is just—it's just asinine.
It's not promoting themselves. Yes. Come on,
people are just trying to post stuff in memory. I hate that.
Of course, but it's fine. No problem with that. Listen, if you had a picture of Stanley, I knew him, I met him. Okay, fine. He died. I'm sad.
I don't know if I would have put it up just because out of respect, but
I mean, you see it all the time, and I have nothing wrong with that. I think Armie Hammer is just like he's. he's poo-pooing the whole thing. I don't think a celebrity is there. Well, let me get my face out there. They can put their own picture by themselves and Instagram, get their attention if they want, or tweet or whatever the case is. But I think people love the guy. They love the guy.
And his defense, he did own up to the mistake and realized it was, he should. Well, his point of view was just wrong. It was just dead wrong, and he owned it.
He got so much shit for it.
How many people will continue and not admit it that they're wrong?
Oh no, listen, I'll give him credit for that.
There's people that do that all the time.
No, you're right. He made a stupid comment, and
people that as Chewy likes to say, double down on that stupid comment.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair, and I'll give Hammer. That's probably the other Hammer from the twin brother.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer came out. Actually, it's just Hammer. He came out. You're right. He did take it back. I mean, again, he got a lot of shit for it, and deservedly so. I don't think there's anything wrong posting a picture of Stanley. It's fine. You want to do that? Go ahead. Who cares? You know, it's not. I don't think it's self-promotion. It's just honoring the guy. People love the guy, right? I mean, people love Stanley. Everybody knew Stanley for the most part. The casual fan knew Stanley. The kids, grown-ups. I mean, Mike, you were around when Stanley was like in his teens, so I mean, you've been around
yeah.
majority of his life. but it's sad to see him go. But obviously, his memory lives on. His legacy will continue for God knows how long, because those characters aren't going anywhere, and we're all the better for it at the end of the day. That being said, here, let's transition out of there. I do want to give you guys an opportunity here. I know Chewy did, because I saw a post. I don't know if Mike saw Fantastic Beasts or not.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, I'm not watching it. But give us your quick rundown. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to hear a spoiler-free review.
Because you're a fan and you enjoy that.
No,
I just haven't had time.
I'm coming up from a fan perspective, so I'm gonna like it because I am all into the Harry Potter universe. And so I'm into it, and these stories are far enough away. I mean, you know, separated from everything, they drop enough Easter eggs, but it's a good story. It's very dark, this continues on what I loved about the movies, the magic about it. You know, making you feel like a kid again, seeing all this stuff. It's pretty cool, man.
It was as good as the first one, or the last one?
I found it better because I think there was more better story.
More character driven. Is that what you're?
Yeah. Well, character, but more story. Well, the first one was you know, about Newt Scamander, and you don't find out about Grindelwald to literally the last 30 seconds of the movie. And so this is more all about him and advancing his cause, and it's more relevant, and it's just a better story than the first one. I love the first one, but this one, you know, that one's kind of happy and campy, and this one is dark and serious, more serious.
What do you think of Depp?
Good question.
On his performance, I like that, man. I like Johnny Depp, man. He does.
I've heard good things about him. About
he's not. He's not one to. He doesn't cash it in, as they say. Some actors do on some of these big roles. He puts in the work.
De Niro cough.
Well, Johnny Depp needs a win given his situation. But I think I have mixed reviews. Their reviews weren't all that.
Because for one reason or another, a lot of them think that because these aren't based on any books, that J.K. Rowling didn't really go deep in on the, you know, on the backstory. But to me, I thought it was a very interesting idea to make it like
basically, it's brand new. You know? It's basically a separate series from the Harry Potter era.
Readers that are sore that she didn't write books about this. I think that's
whatever. But I mean,
just telling you what
she's developed enough backstory in this universe that she doesn't have to write a book and be based. Oh, it's got to be based on this book and give people a book to read and then watch a movie. Actually, I prefer not to, because the book is generally always better than the movie, and I don't want a book to ruin it for me. You know.
No, that's fair, and I agree with that statement. I mean, hey, just like I said, I'm not a fan, so I have no horse in the race.
It's not your thing, but I enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. It's a great family movie. And
if you want to know, if you want to know some backstory in Grindelwald, if you're a book reader, The Deathly Hallows, there's a lot of stuff in there. So just go read The Deathly Hallows. It's a good book and a decent movie. So.
Okay, so we'll move away from the beast and take a little detour through the trailer park.
I will see it this week.
Yeah, and we'll get your thoughts next time we reconvene. But let's head to the trailer park here because we got a couple big ones that dropped. And we'll start with the first one here. This is the one I'm still not sure how I feel about. And that's Alita Battle Angel. You know, Robert Rodriguez's next movie, which is moved from December.
Let me tell you something, Jose. I like that this new trailer. I don't know what it was, but and maybe it's just I don't know, man. I like it. I can't put my finger on it. It's like I'm going like, man, I shouldn't like this. This should be cheesy, but it doesn't look cheesy to me.
I am Chewy, before I jump in.
I'm still an undecided camp. I'm with you, dude. I mean, it kind of looks cool, but I just don't know.
This last trailer, I challenge you with this last trailer to tell me that it doesn't look cool. Hey, it could totally suck. No, they could show every great scene in the trailer, and that's happened before, and you know it's happened.
Of course,
They've spent money making it look good, and that's all great. See, but I want substance, not just visuals.
No, I know, and that's one of my concerns, number one. But even the visuals, to me, look a little too CGI, and that could be just me, or did I finish some of the effects, or whatever, I don't know. But it kind of took me out of it, and maybe it's her as a character just looks off.
The whole eyes.
Just, it looks so.
That is kind of weird, right?
I don't mind the eye thing. It's just you need to do it right.
Is that a real girl? That's not a real girl.
Yeah, it looks cartoony and it's very distracting. And but maybe once a movie gets going, you just forget about it after the first 10 minutes. And that's fine. But yeah, I'm just okay. Like, I'm not excited about it, but I'm glad they moved it from that December day because it was going to get destroyed. I mean, it still might not even do that well, but at least it was a chance for more people to watch it. At least for me, I'll definitely be able to catch it as opposed to trying to get screenings for four different movies in the same weekend. This is not going to happen. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, I feel a little bit better about it than the last trailer, if you know, whatever that's worth.
That's worth a buck and a quarter?
Probably about a buck. Probably about a buck.
Double five?
The other one.
Like a 110?
One that I thought definitely worth more than a buck and a quarter was Dumbo. We got the first trailer for that movie. I know we'll start. We'll start with Troy in this one. Your initial thoughts, because I know you weren't high in the initial trailer, the teaser trailer.
No. I mean, I think it's gonna be excited to see it. But you know, I guess I don't want them. They gave me kind of too much. You know, obviously it's too much. You know the story. Everyone's seen the animated version.
Well, they should have. Whatever.
If they haven't by now, then we'll plan it a new one.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna say something controversial here.
Uh oh.
Oh, Tim Burton needs at least a stand-up triple to get another job out there, I think. Another big-name job, a big-name title.
Well, I don't know if that's controversial, but I would say he needs a hit.
He needs a stand-up triple.
I don't think he needs a home run, but I think he needs a stand-up triple.
It has to be better than it's okay. Like I like the trade a lot.
I did too. I thought, actually, I have a feeling it's going to give me the feels, which sucks.
Yeah, it gives it a little touch of magic.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Which is what this movie needs. This is Dumbo, right? I mean, you gotta.
This is about as family magic as you can get.
Exactly. It'll be hard for anybody to.
It's hard to mess this up. Exactly.
This is a slam dunk. Should be a slam dunk. So if he can't get this right, dude, it's because I mean he. Destroyed Alice in Wonderland was terrible.
Dark Shadows. Please.
Yeah, and I mean he's done a lot of bad movies, but and Alice in Wonderland's no property, which is a slam dunk. Dumbo is a slam. Stick to what the plan is. Give us the feels, and we're good, right? Some family magic. Dumbo's flying. Everybody's happy.
But if he does something stupid,
He gets a little too creative, too out of the box. With this was my only concern because it is Tim Burton. It looks good as far as the look of it. It doesn't even look like a typical Tim Burton movie. Some parts do, but it looks fine. It's got Michael Keaton, you know, he's great, right?
There's some other people in that.
Colin Farrell's in it.
Danny DeVito's in this as well.
Yeah, Danny DeVito a little bit.
So we got some good names. You got some good talent, you know, in front of the camera. So fingers crossed. But the trailer looked really good. And you're right. The feels, Mike, I think, we're all going to be feeling this. And I hope so. I want that to happen. You want that magic out of this Disney.
You want it. Point.
You know, I want it bad. but anyway, let's move off from there. We got before we get to the TV, a couple of topics. This won't be a big show. It wasn't a whole lot going on. We got the holiday season, all that, but we got Thanksgiving. Speaking of that, coming up now. So real quick, in the spirit of Thanksgiving and all that, and a few days, Let's go around the table here, if you will, here as we cover up our turkey and mashed potatoes, all that good stuff. What's the one thing you guys are thankful for from the world of entertainment, Hollywood, TV, others? What's one property, one division, one director, anything? Just one particular thing that you're most thankful for this current time. Mike, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'm thankful for Netflix, and I'm going to tell you why. I think Netflix has made every other broadcasting station make something amazing and continue to put out quality. I think that they have everybody scared, and we're living in a time right now where TV is better than it's ever been.
Oh no, yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, we should all be thankful for Netflix. That's for damn sure. Because you're right, that they are setting the standard. Everyone's
right, and they're making people they're making other other entertainment divisions go, take a look and go like, hey, we got to make quality product too. We just can't put out shit.
Even like in Disney's getting this. I mean, everyone's following suit and doing their streaming service, Amazon, for example, when Amazon's doing a really good job lately.
Yes.
But now Netflix is really honing in, putting better movies out there along with the TV shows. And that's a positive thing going forward. But yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely Netflix for sure. Chewy?
Aside from Netflix. I'm thankful for Marvel, dude. 10 years strong and looking forward to the next 10 years, dude. Hands down.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I ended up watching Infinity War again this weekend, just for shits and giggles. And I love that movie. It's great. And I'm super excited for the next one. You're right. I mean, not everything is great with them, but they're consistent. They're entertaining as hell. And
absolutely.
That's a movie you're not expecting much from, right?
It's good. Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's good. It's solid. It's entertaining.
Movie. It's fun.
That's what Marvel does. I mean, that's the kind of things that, they might not be hitting out of the park every single time, but they're consistent. And they're keeping the ship afloat in terms of superhero movies, because if they were stinking it up, it'd probably be a wrap. DC's not doing it. So I'm saying they're carrying the torch, if you will. So yeah, absolutely. For sure, we need to be thankful for them. And that was actually my two choices, dumb bastards. but I think,
we're all on the same page.
Oh, wait, yeah.
I'll change mine. I'm thankful for the Real Mentors podcast. They're happy.
No, that's something to be thankful for. Those are a big thing. And hopefully Netflix continues the dominance. I mean, they should. I hope so. They got such good TV going on and all that. And we'll talk about one of the shows in a minute that Netflix just put out. But yeah, for sure. Before, and then last thing in movies, we Mikey came up with this idea here. We're doing a little Defenders here, Real Mentors style. And my kind of idea to talk about, bring up
unreasonable defenders,
right? That we movies that we defend, that we like, other people don't, whatever. And you find yourself taking it to task. We'll probably do two each, and for sake of time. So, Mike, this is your idea, so we'll let you go first. Give us one of the movies that you and defending all the time.
I know you guys are both gonna take.
I know. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for. I know you have one. I know. But go ahead.
You know what I'm gonna say, right?
I know exactly what you're gonna say, but go ahead.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh no. Okay, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking something else. But damn, I hate that movie. Is that one that you really defending with other people?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's a hilarious movie. I love the movie. I think it's great. I can't. There's not one thing wrong with it.
But people like that movie, though.
A lot of people like that movie. But it's not everybody.
Yeah, I'm in the minority on that, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure that counts as one you really defend.
No, it shouldn't be good. Honestly, the story's stupid. There's a lot of crap acting in it. But I love that movie.
We are not thankful for Dumb and Dumber. I thought you were going to go, give us your second choice. Let me see if I guess this right in my head.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay, no, I was thinking. I honestly thought you were going to bring up Batman v Superman, which is you defend.
I defend that movie. I think that's a good movie, but it's not on my I'm not going to the mat for it.
Okay, all right, that's fair. But Napoleon Dynamite, yeah, that's one. I don't know. I don't quite.
It's a quirky little movie that's a lot of fun and there's a lot of funny shit in it. If it's on TV, I'll watch it. And I think it's a great movie. And the director hasn't really done squat except, I think, Nacho Libre.
I like Nacho Libre.
It's a good movie.
I think it's better than The Point Anime.
I don't know about that. But yeah, it's a good movie, though. It's fun. And, I'm, maybe next show or in a couple of shows we'll talk about actors we unreasonably defend. I'm sure Tommy Cruise will have a spot in there somewhere, but
no one defends Tom Cruise, man. Everyone knows Tom Cruise. Chewie, what about you? A couple of movies that you end up defending that people don't like and you do.
You know, I'm so bad at this category you guys came up with, man. I can't think of anything, dude.
There's nothing.
I don't know, man.
That you like that we all rag on. It's gotta be.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you see my collection. What's something in my collection that you think is just garbage?
Well, next stuff in your collection. Maybe there is something that's garbage. I just not think of it because it's so bad. I'm like, I don't even read the title. Come on, dude. I just recognize it. Garbage. So what's it like? Give us movies on that you can recall right now that's in your. In your study or your
okay,
your
so I'm gonna skip all the Marvel ones.
It says Marvel, so fine.
Yeah, no one has to defend any of those.
Right.
Fair enough.
Obviously, it's a fair amount of the DC ones, but I don't.
Now,
think
if
I
you said Fantastic Four, any of the Fantastic Four iterations, then I would, you know,
you could. No, I don't own those. I do have all of the eight. I did buy Prometheus and.
Okay, here we go. We find a winner here.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So you like Prometheus?
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? Like, and I'm not ranking on you because I think it's admirable that you like this movie, but that movie is like what that movie really is good for is like if you're having trouble sleeping some night, just put that son of a bitch on. And you'll go right to sleep.
You know what the movie is? It's, you know, since we're near the holidays, that's a perfect Festivus movie for the feats of strength. Having to see you sit down and watch the movie from beginning to end. That's what that is. Little Festivus for the rest of us.
Good Lord.
Style. Just saying.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to go through my collection and what I actually have and then trying to see what you
Because Ridley is one that I think generally people don't like. The majority, yeah. Anyway. I know it has its people, its proponents, but I mean, let's face it, that movie was not well received and deservedly so. Not to mention the disaster the second one was.
Yeah.
But no,
that one too.
That was what blew my mind.
Mike, hold up a second. What did you buy, Chewie?
I bought that one too.
Alien Covenant?
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me.
That movie was awful, dude.
Wow.
That movie was even more boring than Prometheus.
Actually, I also have Terminator Salvation, the Mick G directed one.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, my God. But you're not going to defend that, right?
No. Because, whatever. I bought the Terminator Genisys too, so.
I said give us two, man. You ruined your reputation.
You just did it, pal.
You're in danger of being booted off the show, dude. Stop now where you're at, dude. Please. You're making George look good, him and his Notebook and Bad Boys 2 in his collection.
Bad Boys 2. Oh, my God. See, I wish George was here. God damn it.
George, we miss you, man. We gotta get George on the show. I mean, try not to text him either way. George, respond.
George, answer your texts.
I know, but I gotta cope with that. I think I have to defend, and I know Mike like this movie too. I'm not sure what side of the fence you're on, but Man of Steel is one. One constant.
I love that movie. I think that's a great one actually because there's a lot of people that friggin' hate that movie.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the one I'm constantly defending.
There's a lot of people who hate that movie.
Yeah, and I love what they did. I really did.
I liked it.
I thought it was a beautiful movie. I thought it was well shot. It was. I thought it was a. It wasn't perfect, but it was great.
The only complaint I have is just the length.
No, yeah, he should have trimmed it down.
And that's a Zack Snyder issue.
It is, and that's par for the course with him.
Oh, you should have seen what he wanted to make.
No, I know.
I'm sure you want to make an 8-hour movie if you wanted to. I mean, yeah, it's a little long. Basically, the third act could have chopped it up a little bit. But that notwithstanding, they're taking a Superman and giving us a different version of him leading up to where it should have led up to him becoming what we know of Superman. He's never got the chance to do that. But I love them. And I defend that to all the time because people hate it. And I think it's the best DC movie.
I think that's a good one. That is a great one.
That's the best DC movie, in my opinion. Right?
Better than Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I think so. Top to bottom, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I like
Wonder Woman's Lava, good. But, yeah. Hey, no talks about Aquaman trailer?
No, I didn't see it because I really don't want to spoil myself anymore. Like I watched
didn't
the
see
first
it.
Yeah. I saw it. So
I know you liked it a lot, but
it's really fucking
I'm ready
good.
To watch it. I don't want to see more footage.
And I saw an interview with James Wan too, by the way. I didn't realize he's from friggin' Australia.
He is. I know that.
I know that.
Oh. He had some kind of one of those Australian accents, mate.
Really?
Yeah. No, I've seen it. I saw him in an interview with Conan last year at Comic-Con, and he didn't sound Australian to me.
You sure with that, Mike? Mike, are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I haven't had a drink today yet.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, number one. Number two.
Football game starts soon, so.
Not, I'm going to have to see if he – I don't think he's Australian, but maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Let me. I'll have to look
I like
that
James
up.
Wan.
Where's George when you need him, man?
Pikachu.
Pika.
Actually, someone looked
at speaking, speaking of trailers.
Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of trailers, Pika.
Oh my
I didn't
God.
See it because I had no interest, and I should have watched it.
You should have watched it, dude.
I should have watched it. I was in your boat.
Yeah, I was in your boat where, you know, whatever, Pokemon. It's not my thing. It's my kid's thing. And
by the way, he is Australian, just so you know. I just looked it up. Sorry.
Thank you, Pikachu, by the way.
There you go.
But I saw the trailer, and, dude, I was like, I'm all in, man. I'm like, Ryan Reynolds? Man, I'm in. I'm down.
Okay, I'm gonna watch the trailer, and if I remember, we'll put on the
watch
next
the trailer.
Show.
Watch the trailer.
I'll watch it. I mean, I just it's Pikachu.
Look,
I'm like
I said, look, whatever. I'm not into Pokemon. I don't get it. I don't know the characters. My daughter's gaga over it. My son knows about it and stuff.
Right, of course. For the kids.
I said, let me watch the trailer. Let me give it a first shot, and it was funny, man. It was like, oh, this is gonna be pretty cool. Okay, I'll watch.
Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, Jose, what's your take on the PG-13 Christmas version of Deadpool 2?
I want to see it because I want to see what they do with it. I hope they really go, you know, all out. I think I mentioned they were shooting different scenes for it. I'm kind of curious. I mean, I'm not excited about it, and I probably won't go watch it in the theater. But I'll catch it when it comes back out.
I'm going to tell you right now, from a retailer standpoint, there's not a property hotter than Deadpool. Period. Right now. People are buying Deadpool shit like you wouldn't believe.
No, people like that, and I think it's a good move. I mean, I think the money's going to charity or something, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
The proceeds in any way, and
Deadpool 2 is a very funny movie, dude.
I love Deadpool 2. I like it a lot.
It's not as good as the first one, but it's really good.
It's close, but yeah, you're right. It's really good. Super entertaining. It's a great sequel, a good follow up. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and again, it's landing in that crowded December area, so I'm not sure how well it's going to do, but. Whatever,
but
I mean,
it didn't cost them anything extra to make. I mean, other than
they are shooting different scenes, but I mean, they're not pumping in loads of money here. But
right,
I mean, they're shooting
$1 trillion.
Yeah, they're moving with plenty of money. They're fine, you know. And if they can make some money here and even up the sales, I know it's charity, so yeah, everybody wins here, so it's fine. But I'm curious to see what people say about it and how different it actually is from the original version. Just, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna. Like mute the language, or I don't know, whatever, or just.
Well, I mean, obviously, a lot less gore and blood and language. Yeah.
The gore, but the gore, like if it's less, I don't want to see it because it's less gore. That it's got to be something, which is why I'm glad they're doing different scenes, giving us something different that's worth watching.
No, you kind of have to. You want to see,
yeah. Otherwise, you've seen the same movie with no blood. Okay, great. I don't care about that. But let's go into TV here before we sign off. And
all right.
It's not a whole lot, but actually, and true, you post a story on the website on Facebook, and again, for those out there joining us on Facebook, we put all the links and reviews and article stories and traders, all that good stuff, you know.
And there's usually an article about Chewy shooting it, taking shots at each other.
That's always a blessing. But we got
I don't call anything he does taking shots at me, but whatever. It's like it's more like a gnat.
And that,
the way he snaps. Fruit flies.
Buzzing around him. It's buzz. But we have Peaky Blinders apparently may be considered, I guess they're making a movie out of it, whatever the case is, after this next season comes out, which should be pretty soon, I hope. Yeah. You guys down for that? I mean, is there a need for a Peaky Blinders movie, per se? I mean,
it's not running up my
I thought originally it was supposed to be two more seasons of Peaky Blinders before they call it quits.
So I think they're doing one and like a movie to finish it off?
I thought it was two seasons. Maybe it's one season and a movie, but who knows? I mean, as long as it ties it into bring finality to it, whether it's a Netflix – I mean, maybe it's a Netflix movie, not a – theatrical release.
Well, they didn't say yet because I know, what's the other one that comes to mind? Deadwood, for example. It's doing a theatrical release on there, and that's the HBO show. Great show. Seasons.
That's a show that ended too early.
It's too bad.
Which is unfortunate.
That was just two seasons, and very unfortunate. I mean,
Very unfortunate. It's a really good show.
So HBO's kicking themselves for that decision, but whatever.
Oh yeah, that was a huge mistake on their end. But whatever, they're doing a movie just to kind of to appease the fans and whatever. I don't know how well it's going to do, but I know I want Peaky Blinders to be something similar where we get season 5 and then ends and whatever how it ends, and then we watch the movie to finish it. I mean, it just seems kind of lame to do that.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, it's not just being canceled. Just if you're gonna finish the season, finish it as is on a season or season six. Or
I guess don't know. You know, I just think it's too
weird. Too much. Yeah, it seems a little odd. And we're getting all these like AMC. We talk about AMC doing it with Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead, and we got Deadwood and all this. So it's, I don't know. I don't want it to be a trend because it's kind of weird. I'm not sure I'm liking what that's going with this. Whether it's, if it's a TV just for Netflix or BBC or whatever, I don't know. Because I know HBO thought about that too when they did Game of Thrones. They talked about where they were going to do like the last season, like do like a trilogy of movies to finish off the season, and then they changed their minds. Thank God. I think that would have been a disaster. So they're just giving us the last season. So they were on that same path as well. But they, you know, came to the senses. But it was kind of interesting. I don't know. Hopefully that trend doesn't continue. That, for me, it's kind of weird. It is kind of weird. But as far as new shows, I've only caught one, really. Obviously, I've been so ahead of the game and all that. And I got some extra times in my hand. So I'll be watching some more TV. But I started watching Narcos. Season 4 came out with the great Michael Pena, the only Latino close to
the next great Latino Marvel superhero,
great potential superhero outlier, if we call him. You guys started watching that?
Yes, I started. I had two episodes in, and like I said, I'm a big fan of Michael Pena, big fan of Diego Luna.
Yeah, Luca's great. He's great. He's
my problem with Narcos is I gotta find a time when I can watch it. And just watch it all because I get friggin' into that show, and
it's really, it's good. I mean, I can't
ration it. I just have to start friggin'.
Oh no, I'm six deep. I've watched a lot these last couple of days.
Oh wow,
it's really good. It's very tense. It's good. It actually does, I think, by episode 4 or 5 tie into the other Narcos series with characters, returning characters.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's going well. You know, it is because obviously this according to a show. Obviously, two episodes in, but this starts 1985 in Mexico. Obviously,
right.
This focuses on Felix Gallardo, head of the padrino of the Sinaloa crime cartel at the very beginning, and Kiki Camarena, the DEA agent back from the mid-80s. So those are basically the two positions that you're exploring with this season.
Yeah, and there's obviously their involvement, tied in with the Colombian cartel, and then they allowed them to transport the cocaine through Mexican. So it does have a lot of characters. Even Pablo
Escobar. We saw that a little bit in season 3 with the Cali cartel and obviously partnering with the Mexicans, bringing across the border. Then because obviously Pablo had Miami, Miami and New York, right? Or was it
the East? Yeah, New York. Because he had one of his partners, whatever, up there, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so obviously the Cali was looking for ways to get it around his territory, so that's where they partnered with the Mexicans at that point.
Yeah, and actually there is Pablo Escobar is in one of the episodes and all that, so it's kind of cool. So it ties it in, and another characters from
the same actor, out of curiosity?
Same actor.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay,
it's the same guy. And he uses some of the same actors from, you know, from, I think, season 3, season 2, I forget. But they're in there as well, because obviously there's the cartel, the Mexican cartel.
Really
the team there with the Colombian cartel. It's really good show. Michael Payne is very strong, and so is Diego Luna. He's great. But it's really good. I liked it a lot. I was kind of hesitant, but it's legit. If it follows some of the same beats as the other ones, but it's very tense. It's a good show.
I'm into these shows that are you know, somewhat factually based, right? It's enough dramatization, but there's some underlying facts that they kind of have to follow, and you know.
I mean, the main gist of how they grew into power and all that. Some of that's pretty factual and all that. Some of the characters are, some are made up and whatever.
Yeah, TV, of course. Which is,
Narcos was the original first season, same way.
Oh yeah. You have to. You can't.
You got to take liberties. You got to make it interesting. You know, but done a good job. It's really good. You know, I know I wasn't too familiar with that and how that started with the weed and all that stuff. And now,
neither was I.
Yeah.
So this is
okay. Yeah, it's cool. I kind of learned something. Oh, okay, that's interesting. But it's a good watch, Mike. What else have you guys been watching? I know there's been a lot of stuff, and I know Mike, you've been trying to catch up, and Chewie's always ahead of the game. Yeah. But I'm naturally. Keep an eye here. Keep an eye on.
I finished Bodyguard. It was 6 episodes, and so I finally finished it.
It's a good show.
Yeah. I watched it with my wife because she's obviously a big fan of. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Of course. It was good. It ended really well.
No, it was short. It was sweet. It was good. Good action. good story, and who knows if this it'll be a season two, but I like the this arc and what it gave us, and nice little twist.
That's what I like about these BBC shows, man. They don't mess around. It's six episodes. They get to the point, very concise. And we've seen it with Luther, Bodyguard, Peaky Blinders. It's consistent. Like, okay, you don't need 10 episodes. You don't need 13 episodes to give us a good story, right?
Isn't Killing Eve a BBC show, though?
Yes, Killing Eve, I believe so. I'm not sure how long. Yeah. I think that might be a little bit longer.
I was about to mention that. That was eight episodes, but yeah.
That was eight episodes. But it's eight. It's not,
what we normally see. It's not 13.
Not 10 to 13, and 10 is a good number, I think. It's a sweet spot. But even 8 or 6, you can tell a good story. You don't need the filler. You know what I'm saying? You don't need all that, and just don't drag it out. You're not worried about ratings. You're just worried about viewers.
Mindhunters was friggin' 8, wasn't it?
No, I'm not even going to have to go back. Look,
don't remember. It wasn't 13. It could have been 10. It could be 10. It could be any. Even Strange. Yeah, Stranger Things was 8, and the second was 9. So, like I said, I wish Netflix was more consistent with that, particularly like Daredevil, for example. I love Daredevil, but 10 would have been a nice sweet spot.
Speaking of which, there was an article that I did not post, but Daredevil made the pitch for season 4 to Netflix and are waiting on their reply. So
they're going to buy it.
You never know, dude.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, dude, Netflix puts anything on for the most part.
Yeah, I don't see why. I see why they wouldn't. Quite easily.
If the
viewers is not there and they're wanting to get out.
If it's not, there's not. I mean, I don't know what the viewership is for Daredevil. I hope it's good because it's a good show. It's great. And it's
I thought season 3 was the best. If the numbers aren't there, they're going
to but I mean, even that prior seasons where the viewership was substantially higher than like an Iron Fist and Luke Cage, which is why those were kind of acts to some degree. But
just a little
But yeah, they pitched it, so we'll see. I mean, hopefully they are. I want it to stay there. I mean, I don't want it to disappear. I don't want Disney to take it and Disney-fy because it's... Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, I finished Homecoming also, by the way.
Homecoming. Oh, did you? We didn't talk about that one, did we? No.
Because you guys hadn't finished it.
We talked a little about it.
Right, Mike, did you finish it, Mike?
No, I haven't finished it yet, but I've seen a few.
Oh, never mind.
It's good. The ending was okay. I don't think it ended as strong as I would like to have seen it.
Did you stick around for the after credits twist?
No, I didn't know it was
an episode. You did it! You missed it!
I didn't miss it. I can go back and watch it as soon as we're done. Dude, relax.
Go watch it. All right. For the last episode, make sure you stick around after the credits because there's something there that kind of throws all of it into like, oh shit.
It wasn't a nice
little neat bow as they portrayed it pre-credits.
Oh, that was my thing. They should have done it before the pre-credits. Okay, but it was still good. It was a good show. It's a slow burn, but it's short. It's an easy watch. It's 30
minutes.
30 minutes, whatever, at best. It's good. It's really good. What else we got?
I watched Sabrina. I don't think you guys were going to watch that.
And we're not talking about it. Next.
It was a cool show, man. It was dark and
you're killing me.
No thanks.
It has a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes, dude. So it's not like I'm the only one watching.
Nice with the Alien Covenant, Prometheus, dude. It's not fall through here. It's cold water, dude.
You're the worst, dude. I'm sure there's some fans out there that are watching and not just me, okay?
Fine.
You and 40 other 13-year-old girls.
Now everyone can watch wrestling and documentaries, okay, Mike?
Okay, sorry.
Well, the truth is, we gotta ask George. George watches it, then Chewie's on his own. Because, I don't think we'll be associated with George. We love you, but let's not kid ourselves. I'm saying if he loves it, that's a no. Just saying. So we'll
it. Okay, whatever, dude.
George, if you're watching out there, please let us know on Facebook if you're watching. I'm kind of curious. what else?
Two things that are dropping this week: Frontier, which is the Jason Momoa.
That's season 3, right?
Yes, that's season 3. Yeah, it drops on Friday. Last Frontier, I think, was it. It's like what the, I guess it's what 1800s Canada, I think. Hey. With the, exactly. And the other one that drops tomorrow is The Last Kingdom, which is a BBC, another BBC show.
Yes.
But I don't think you, my brother's watched that at all. So that's season 3 as well.
I just never got on that one at all.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's good filler.
It's better than Sabrina.
What about Night Flyers?
Hold on. I want to know if Kingdom's better than Sabrina.
Oh yeah, it has to be.
What Chewie's thinking? Yeah, I see the hamster in motion in the wheel. Yeah,
I think I enjoyed Sabrina more.
Oh wow! So I'm not watching Kingdom then.
Because Last Kingdom, I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Vikings, a little bit of kind of these historical docu-series type, right?
These are swords and sandals kind of thing.
Well, it's medieval England, so it's post swords and sandals.
Post. Yeah.
They actually have shoes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shoot, bastards. anything else on the slate?
You mentioned Night Flyers, but that doesn't come out till
December.
December 2nd. So we're still in November. So let's just. Yeah.
Is that going to drop it all together, or is that going to? Is that, I know that it's going to be on the on Sci-Fi, but it's also going to. They said dropping like simultaneously.
Yeah, I think so. If you get the Sci-Fi app, you can probably binge the whole show if you want. And which is kind of weird, but I mean, whatever. They've done it with other shows. They did it with 12 Monkeys, right?
Yeah.
So they dropped it all in one weekend. So I'm not sure what their plan is, but I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to, you know, as far as the weekly show, that starts December 2nd. So.
And as far as the star goes, I didn't recognize anybody in the trailer that I saw.
Well, there's the one lady you may not recognize her. She was the girlfriend of Matt Damon and Rounders.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know her name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know her name, but she's done a few things here and there, and she was supposed to have a lot of potential way back when and kind of dropped off the radar. But, I mean, that's the only one I recognize right off the bat just from watching the trailers and the information I've read.
Huh.
And obviously it's written by George R. R. Martin. So.
And it's either going to be good or shitty.
I mean,
right? Hopefully
I
good.
Mean, I hope that's it's everything, good. Really. I want more George R. R. Martin content out there. We'll see.
And I guess since we're talking December anyway now, we should mention, I think, because we got missed in the podcast that we had Marcel Marceau as guest host. Counterpart drops December 9th on Stars, season 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
A nice surprise. And so since most of the fans didn't get to hear it, I want to mention it now to get them ready for 2 week. In 2 week time, Counterpart talk.
Have to get your shit together.
Jesus.
That's a premiere night watch for me, by the way.
And also Miss Maisel, December 5th on Amazon, which is another one that I'm definitely going to be on.
Yes. Actually, there's another Amazon show that I'm going to start watching. I've heard some things from some other podcasts, Patriot, or The Patriot, I think. I think season 2 just dropped. I never saw season 1.
I saw like the first half of episode 1, and it looks interesting, but I had a bunch of crap going on and didn't continue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of put that on my watch list. I said, okay, let me. It's two seasons in. Let me check it out and see if it's worth the talk and the hype. It's got some good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, but I just never got around to it. Didn't hear anything about it. It's like, okay, well, it's season 2. Let me at least give it a shot.
Fair enough. Mike, anything you got going on?
No, nothing new. I'm just watching a lot of sports. I'm wasting too much time watching basketball. I'll tell you that. Goodness gracious.
It's too early for that.
I
get it. As a Dolphins fan, you got to have to move on. And I totally understand. As a Redskins fan, I get it.
By the way, we're not too far off on my prediction of 6 wins, just so you know.
I think they might end up with 7. But
yeah, that's about it, though.
At best 8. I doubt that.
I am like beside myself that we didn't try to get a quarterback this year. Unbelievable.
As always, next year, dude. You know, hey.
That's our perennial catchphrase, Dolphins. Right?
Yeah, maybe next year.
Always, there's always next year.
So it was another season, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's end it off there and all that. We obviously want to, before we sign off, and hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving holiday coming up.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Right. I know Mike and just to let everyone know, his schedule is very tough because of his, obviously, the girlslife.com. The boom is the season.
This is our time of year.
So we'll try to get another show in there. Maybe.
Are you guys carrying VHS copies of the Notebook yet?
No.
Damn it, Jim.
They only have it on Laserdisc.
How about Notebook movie character Funko?
Is that coming out?
If he asks nicely,
we do have
Michael,
Funko, by the way.
Michael, you would do he'll sign the whole thing for you. Like a sign language, the whole story for you. You know.
That documentary on Funko that's on Netflix is very good. By the way,
I saw that a long time ago. Yeah, it was a 90-minute movie. Oh, that's it's been out a couple of years, I think.
It's a good documentary. I liked it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mike? You want to talk about I Love Lucy? I mean, what?
Oh, you know what? Did you have you seen the documentary Medal of Honor yet? Have you started that?
No, I haven't started. I saw. I'm gonna put that in.
Yeah, no. it's good. Very interesting. Obviously, it's focusing on, I think it's 8 episodes, but 8 different Medal of Honor recipients and their stories. So it's very, very interesting. And they're pretty short. They're like 40 minutes, I think, each, 45 minutes tops.
No, I want to catch it. I have it queued up, and I was like, okay, that's since I just finished.
Some amazing people, because if you see some of the crap that they did, you know, it's stuff that they didn't have to do, and it's
real life. I mean, it's about as real as it gets, man. I mean,
I heard a very impressive story.
Their sacrifice, and in some cases, real sacrifices.
Very posthumous awards. Yeah.
But I think there's a fair amount that they were still alive and they interviewed them and what they did and what they went through. You went like, damn, like, gee whiz, man. Real heroes, man. Real heroes.
I would even watch it. I think that's it'll be an interesting watch and you learn anything at the end of the day. Learn something at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can reconvene. We might do another show before the year end, maybe two. Hopefully, Mike, we'll have to figure it out. So there's going to be some delays.
Emailing me or texting me.
His schedule's kind of rough.
We'll get at least one in, maybe two.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. The holiday season is always tough for everybody.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk counterpart, dude. We can't wait till next year, man.
We will do that. Trust me. We'll be going on to next
year. Anyway. Last year in December, did it?
It came out in January.
January, yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's why it's kind of surprising they put it in so early.
It's still been going on even through January, but whatever. We'll reconvene all that and we'll go from there. But
I'm just throwing this out there. The Chewy and Real Montessor. That's what I'm saying.
Marcel. I don't know, man.
It wouldn't be the same without me.
With the Alien Covenant, I'm just really second guessing this whole thing. But any parting words, gentlemen?
Nah. I hope everybody has a great Christmas and Thanksgiving. If I don't speak to you, but I probably will. And you two guys are great. Excited about what's coming forward, and we're gonna have a good time as always.
Awesome. Agreed. Chewy?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the happy Thanksgiving to you guys, to my family, and my wife and kids, and looking forward to the Christmas holidays. And as always, best time of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, I got something. We all have houses, all three of us. The Christmas lights thing. Do you guys do like a Clark Griswold moment, or do you just turn them on one day for no apparent reason, or do you have something you do the same every year?
It's funny you mentioned that. I usually wait till Thanksgiving night to light the show, as they say here in the Romero household. But I spent the last couple of weeks putting up the lights, and my neighbor, I finished my lights connecting after a soccer game, and I went to the movies, and I come back, and my neighbor had gone ahead and put out his stuff. By the time I got home, like 4 hours later, he was all done, had it on lit up and everything. I'm like. What the F, man? No one's going to show me how in my house. My lights went out last night.
Chewy, we're upstaged.
Man, that's so fast, man. What the hell?
I know. Why is Thanksgiving getting no respect, man? Like, can we let the body get cold here? Man, Jesus Christ. I mean, Thanksgiving is around the corner. After that, then we talk about Christmas and the lights.
No, I'm put up the lights on Thursday.
Thanksgiving gets no respect. It's a poor thing. I like Thanksgiving. But of course, yeah, but we'll reconvene, hopefully. But yeah, we want a great Thanksgiving, all that. Join us on Facebook, of course. And we'll end up there, and we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye, gentlemen.